This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here if you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got on-air call-in lines for Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. If you don't know what Discord is, it is a free chat service. We've got a server that's up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's different rooms in which you can chat there. There's the Free Talk Live room, which is the busiest, obviously, during our live show, which is 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights per week. But there are other chat rooms in there. And if you want to join us on the radio, there's the top three rooms are the on-air call-in lines. You can just hop into any one of those, and we will join you, or you will join us on the air to talk about what you want. The us in studio tonight is Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
Daryl, there was more to the story here for listeners just tuning in that you wanted to share out of the San Francisco Bay Area, where
yes,
different cities are cracking down on tech companies and not allowing them to build a cafeteria. So if you're going to build a new campus, as they call them,
right?
Say Facebook, I guess, was planning to open up one in, I think, Mountain View
in
or
Mountain
San Francisco.
View's The Village.
That's what they're going to call it. Was it going to be called Facebook's The Village, or was Facebook opening?
I think that's the area of the city of Mountain View
in which Facebook will open,
yes,
reportedly. So they're telling Facebook and these other companies, if you're going to open a new facility, you cannot have a cafeteria at all.
Right.
Oh, no, that was San Francisco.
There's different proposals. So, and
I thought these are these passed or are these proposals?
So in San Francisco, there is a proposal.
Okay.
That would prohibit a cafeteria.
Any cafeteria on a company's campus.
In Mountain View, they have a law that prohibits the company from subsidizing meals in a cafeteria.
So, presumably they could sell the meal at cost.
In theory, and
yeah,
again, neither one of us have pulled up Mountain View's ordinances to
yeah,
read what it is. The article
and the claimed reason for this in the case of Mountain View is they want to drive business into the hands of restaurants.
Well, that's the claim in both places,
yeah,
is we want the workers to leave the facility and go be part of the community and buy from local businesses and help support the community that they live in.
Right,
and defeat app culture.
Which is a new term for me, although I guess it's been floating around since like 2010, according to a Google search. I was looking to see, is there any news about this
right,
app culture? And really, most of the articles come from like 2010, 2011, several years ago. But the idea being that to paraphrase what one of the commentators put it on this story, was that the person at this tech company takes a private bus into the tech company.
Or an Uber.
Then they work on, well, it's probably the big companies probably have their own buses that they send around.
The quote that you're citing was from a guy that runs a tech company that does not have a cafeteria.
And he was saying this will be good for these employees because
yes,
then they won't have to, they'll have to leave the campus in order to go and get their lunch.
Ooh. Right, while also saying that he caters food from local businesses.
Meaning he brings food into his
that's what it sounds like.
And then you get to meet the caterer. You get to meet the waitress or
yeah,
whatever.
And this techie might get out there and like run into a woman and maybe get into a relationship and then have babies. And then we can fix the whole Ponzi scheme that is Social Security and Medicare by creating a more bigger base to take care of all these oldsters who are all retiring this year and next year and this decade.
The law in Mountain View, as well as the proposal in San Francisco, is part of a larger debate about how large tech companies may have contributed to urban issues like homelessness, high housing prices,
poop
and traffic.
Poop in the street.
Mountain View, Cupertino, and San Francisco, California are now considering head taxes, which would tax big businesses based on the number of employees. The revenue would go towards projects that address transportation and housing issues. And that's the thing that was proposed in Seattle that
we talked about
I believe wound up actually getting shut down.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah,
came to it.
Because it's just going to drive business out of the city. They're just going to locate themselves in the nearby towns.
And
they don't have that crap.
One of the, I think there's two socialist members of Seattle's city
at
council.
Least.
Like,
actual socialists.
No, avowed socialists. Yeah, right. Not just, oh, yeah, that guy's a socialist. These people say, I am a socialist.
That's right.
One of the two said that the city wound up bowing to pressure from Amazon.
Who was going to leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amazon was like, we're packing up if you guys pass this head tax.
In San Francisco's mid-market neighborhood, local food retailers have especially struggled to gain foot traffic because of the prevalence of free workplace meals, according to Gwyneth Borden, executive director of the Golden Gate Restaurant Association. Twitter, which as of 2015 employed about 2,000 employees in San Francisco and is one of the biggest tech employers in the mid-market area, opened its headquarters in the neighborhood in 2012. Since the new rule would not apply to existing on-site cafeterias, Twitter would not be affected, and other tech companies like it, only if they decide to expand their footprint in the city.
Mm.
Twitter declined to comment, as did
Facebook.
Yeah,
why should they say anything about it? I mean, they are more competitive now because of this new rule, if it passes in San Francisco, and there's no reason it won't. It's San Francisco, so you can pretty much figure this one's a done deal. But they've got more bargaining posture now. Now, when a tech person is looking at a job in San Francisco, if they're looking at Twitter and they're looking at Facebook, all other things being equal, you get free lunch at Twitter, free breakfast, free dinner, and you don't get that at the new Facebook facility.
Facebook says that they chose the location of that new Mountain View facility, quote, because of the proximity to public transit, housing, shops, and restaurants.
There you go.
By the way, point of correction, we were talking about the poop map.
Yeah, the San Francisco poop
map. You were talking about that.
Well, I mean, I looked it up, see if it's real. And it was real. There was a web developer who created it to help poop cleaners find the poop. So you would identify where the poop is at, and they'd be able to go out there and grab it. However,
they cleaned up all the poop, so we don't need the app anymore.
No, that wasn't happening at all. They couldn't keep up. However, there were political types, and they leaned right, like Rush Limbaugh, who were taking this and they were using it as an example of this is what your socialism does. This is what it looks like. This is your liberalism. Blah, 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 blah. And so they stopped updating it. It's just sitting there. So it hasn't been updated.
So the map's still there. But
the map is still there. Has been updated since 2015.
So it's not crowdsourced then? They must have just shut the app down or something, right?
She decided to keep it there. I don't know why.
They must have shut the server down, because if it was running on a server and the apps were connecting and people were reporting.
No, I don't think it was ever an app. But it was most definitely an interactive map.
Just a website that people could use.
The project is called.
So they're probably doing something on like OpenStreetView.
The project is called Human Wasteland. And it's still up. Sneak look at.
Fun stuff. All right, so if you want to join us on the radio here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Of course, Silicon Valley, to tie this back into pop culture.
Also a highly rated TV series that Conan, original or no?
That's original.
Pretty original, yeah.
All right, but it's based on real life.
Actually, it's kind of it's good. It's good stuff. Silicon Valley's good.
Silicon Valley's hilarious. Highly recommend that. If you like Mike Judge, if you like Beavis and Butthead, if you like King of the Hill, if you liked Office Space, if you like any Mike Judge, you're going to love Silicon Valley. And it's got all the, it's got all the humor based around that tech culture.
If you've got any nerd in you, if you suffer autism like all of us in this room, some sort of Asperger's.
I don't suffer from it.
I don't pass the autism test.
But didn't they
wind
up?
But you have no empathy.
That is not true at all.
You're Asperger's all the way.
So I don't score on the Asperger's test.
That Silicon Valley, they mentioned some kind of ICO about something, Pied Piper coin.
Yeah.
And then somebody created the token, and you have some. How's it doing?
I missed it by a week.
It's not doing so great. It's only worth my airdrop's only worth about $20 right now.
It's a collector's item.
It peaked at like $700 though. I didn't sell it because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to crypto, so don't follow any of my advice. I just hold on to it and hope for the best. All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe a little bit about Alex Jones and the crackdown against his social media platforms on the way here. You can take control and bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And I want you to know about the crypto tip. It is a printable cryptocurrency tip and now available in Bitcoin Cash. So it started with Dash when we were doing our beta. Technically, it's still in beta. There might still be a bug somewhere, but I think we've squashed most of them. Go to cryptotip.org, and you can print out as many tips as you can afford to. And you leave the tips at places in which you might leave a tip, but you would want to leave it on top of a good cash tip. That way, whoever the server is actually takes you seriously instead of looks at it as an insult, not knowing what it is. So you leave a good cash tip, you leave the crypto tip on top of that. Say you maybe give them $10 worth of Bitcoin Cash, and you're thinking, oh my God, that's a lot of money. It could really add up. Well, it turns out most people aren't going to cash it in because right. They don't know what it is, and they don't want to take the time to find out, even if you're giving them a good tip. So when I leave these things, it's like maybe 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 actually ends up getting redeemed.
And you're leaving these at crypto-accepting businesses as well, right?
Most of the time, no. No, I'm usually leaving them at places where we've got, like, wait staff, and they're not accepting cryptocurrency there. But anyway, it's a great little outreach tool, and it makes it super easy to give people cryptocurrency. Maybe it's somebody you know. Maybe it is a loved one, a birthday present, or a stocking stuffer, or whatever. Perfect way to do it is with the crypto tip. And you can do it for free if you want, or you can send a donation to the site. And, Daryl, I did have Michael, the programmer, add the 2.5% donation option,
nice.
Which we had talked about as well. So now there's a midpoint between 0 and 5%. You can select your tip there if you want. And, again, as I say, you can print out as many of these things as you want to, and it's free if you want, over at CryptoTip.org, now with Bitcoin Cash. As we go to your calls, your thoughts, Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio tonight, let's start with Dodger in Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to LRN.FM.
Yes. First off, Mike Judge, I think that he's brilliant. I've liked everything that he's ever done, so I'm pretty
Me
sure
too.
That I've liked Silicon Valley.
Yep.
One thing that I thought about, you were talking about the business owner that was catered his stuff out, and he was talking about like the app generation or whatever.
Well, the app culture.
App culture, that's it. Well, I mean, they're just going to start using their Grub. I'm not sure if you guys have Grubhub there in Keene, but it's kind of a big deal.
Describe
big deal
what it is. Describe what it is. Grubhub.
Grubhub. It's essentially, even if a place doesn't deliver, if they, you can. It's an app on your phone where you can order. I mean, the restaurant I work with, we don't deliver, but we deal with Grubhub. It's essentially Uber for food delivery.
So it's like Uber Eats,
yep.
But a different company.
I think Uber Eats was their version of Grubhub. I think
right.
Grubhub came first, right?
I'm not 100% sure. I just know
I think
that
so.
It's kind of become, you know, and so...
This is an old idea, just a new spin on an old idea. I remember a decade ago, there was a company, you know, in Sarasota, or I guess it's been more than a decade since I've been there, but in Florida, when I lived down there, there was a company that had, like, a list of menus that they would go to these restaurants and pick up whatever it is you wanted them to pick up and deliver it to your house. Now they've got an app for it. That's basically
yeah.
all that's changed.
Yeah, I don't think that the politician who has created this or who has suggested this new legislation / ordinance or whatever it is even understands what Grubhub is or understands that the marketplace will correct
right, but,
itself.
But see, Conan, then at least they're spending their money in the community.
Well, I was more talking about the guy that was talking about the app culture, you know.
Right.
These new people, they're just going to use another app to do what they, you know, if that's what the market calls for, And I just can't believe that city ordinance, I mean, it's just protectionism 101. This is just a crony capitalism.
Straight up. Of course,
you know,
they're saying that the reason they need it.
Protect the restaurants, right?
Yep. Yeah, they're saying we need this to protect the restaurant. That's why I said if they're, you know, using Grubhub, they're still buying food from a restaurant, which is what the city supervisors want.
Right.
They want people spending money at local businesses. It's the sandwich maker's petition instead of the candle maker's petition.
Yep, I agree. It's
and we have the same exact problem right here in our own city of Keene.
What's the problem here?
Their whole spiel these days for this whole last year is all about the economic growth of Keene, and we've got to bring more businesses. And
all while they're raising property taxes.
That'll fix all of our problems. And then there's the whole myth of buying local. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they never like me when I get on them because I sell on Amazon. I sell to the whole – I sell books to everybody in the country. And so I'm killing the bookstore here in Keene.
If you take buy local to its logical conclusion, then nobody in New Hampshire can ever drink coffee.
Yep. And we can only – all our sugar is only maple sugar.
Yep.
Sugar.
You can only use maple syrup to sweeten your food and beverages.
And it can't be coffee.
Well, right, and how local is local? Should I only buy from my neighborhood?
You can't buy really bananas.
Yeah.
You can't buy plantains.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Here's
avocados, man. I would really be lost without avocados.
Yeah, they only come from California,
Mexico.
And I think Florida might.
Yeah, I can't.
I think 90% of them come from California.
I bet you there's a lot in Mexico as well. But Dodger, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, I'm good. You guys have a good night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Kathy. She's in Tucson, Arizona. Kathy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead.
Hi. I lived in Venezuela from 1979 through 1981.
Okay, interesting. Good years.
Yeah, they were good years. Yeah, we were upper class there. We lived in a condo, and we could see the whole city from there. And someone pointed out to me that there was my neighbor predicted that exactly what's going on now was going to happen. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Way back in the 80s.
Yeah, 79 through 81. The Bolivar was 4 to the dollar. It was locked to the dollar. It was firm. It was about 25 cents. But the thing is, we were the upper class. We were like 10%. The lower class lived in little shacks on the hills in the favela, like the Brazilian favelas, were 85% of the population, and it was a 5% middle class. So if people wanted to get a better house, or they saved up the money to get a better house or something, they couldn't do it. It was not possible.
You're saying the real estate wasn't there. They couldn't even upgrade.
Yeah, the housing, right, the housing was not there. All the money went up to the United States. If you wanted to mail, I saw this coming. If you wanted to mail a letter from one end of town to the other, you had a messenger take it to the airport, send it up to Miami to a postal service, and then Miami sent it back down, gave it to another messenger, and it would get there in 3 days. Otherwise, within Caracas itself, it took 30 days.
Unbelievable.
It was weird. Somebody pointed out,
Kathy, if you want to share more, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here for that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and I'm curious if Kathy still knows anybody living in Venezuela or trying to survive there today.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A congressman has been indicted for insider trading.
Today, we announce criminal charges against Christopher Collins, a United States congressman.
The New York Republican Chris Collins, his son, and the father of his son's fiancée has been indicted on charges of trading on news that no one else knew. United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeffrey Berman.
These charges are a reminder that this is a nation of laws and that everybody stands equal before the bar of justice.
The congressman was one of the first lawmakers to announce his support for presidential candidate Donald Trump. He is also now charged with lying to the FBI. In a statement, his attorney pointed out Collins himself is not accused of trading any stock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Discord. On-air call-in line rooms are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's a high-quality way to connect to the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but I do want you to know about AnyPay.global. If you are a retailer, if you're a retail manager or a retail owner, and you've been looking for a way to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale, we've got it for you. AnyPay.global is where you go to get started, and it could not be any easier than this. They only require that you create a username and password. That's it. There's no filling out of forms. There's no government submission. There's no approval process. You just go and create your username and password. Then you get into the system. You drop your cryptocurrency addresses into the setup page. That's where you want your crypto to go that you're accepting from your customers to the destination addresses. And you put the app on your point of sale device at the register. That's it. You're done. It's so easy. Go to anypay.global. You get started there. No hoops to jump through. It's so simple, and you can accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and a few more through anypay.global. As we go back to Kathy in Tucson, Arizona, saying she spent some time living in Venezuela back when things were a little bit more sane, but apparently there were still some serious problems. Kathy, you were there in the late 70s, early 80s, and I wanted to find out, do you still know anybody in Venezuela that you are connected with today?
I can... The last time I was able to contact anybody in Venezuela was actually about when Chavez took over. And after that, no mail delivery, couldn't get phone calls through, couldn't get anything through at all. Yeah, and the thing I had wanted to point out is that the person who told me they saw it coming, they said, yeah, either you get eggs delivered to you or you deliver them. There's no two ways about it. The division between rich and poor was just so stupendous.
It's probably even worse today. I mean, there's probably fewer rich people and probably no middle class or very little middle class left.
No, the rich people that I know of have somehow managed to wangle green cards through one thing or another and have come to the
States. They've gotten out.
They've gotten out, yeah.
Anybody who can afford to get out of Venezuela, I would agree, should have by now likely have left that place.
Yes.
Because you can't get food.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You can't raise a family if you can't get antibiotics for your kids when they get sick.
No, and you can't. And I remember the last time I was down there, again, it was just before Chavez took over.
Mm-hmm.
But things were like a little bit crazy. Then the Bolivar was almost 100, had gone to 100 to the dollar. And a friend of ours took us to the beach, and she was in a convertible, and we were just driving on the road coming back. Going back home, she was taking us back home, and she went right to a red light, and I said to her, Coromoto, didn't you see the red light? And she waved at it, hi! And I'm like, why did you stop? She said, if you stop for a red light, you're going to get attacked.
You get carjacked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kathy, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing that story tonight with us. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Some scary stuff going on there in Venezuela. And as she points out, it's not just the government that's bad. It's, of course, the crime that's also brutal there in Venezuela. People having, you know, phones just stolen right out of their hands by thugs on the streets. As she points out, you stop at a red light, you're at risk from a carjacking. You know, if you're still fortunate enough to have a car that's operational, because most of the people in Venezuela can't even afford to repair their cars when they break down.
Right.
Because it's hard to get the parts, because nobody who would have been a parts supplier can afford to buy new parts, because they only have Bolivar, and you've got to pay the suppliers with dollars. Well, good luck getting the dollars. You've got to buy those on the black market, because you can't go into a bank and just get dollars, so that's impossible. I mean, it's just it's a crazy situation. That's why there was that story about the kennels, as they're calling them, because not even the government can continue to maintain their buses. So they've got trucks going around with cages on the back of them full of people, which is an incredibly dangerous way to ride in anything.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, there's more here. Your calls. Let's continue with them. Parker is on the line in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'd like to talk a little bit tonight about one of the topics that you were covering last night, which was Sarah Jeong's racist tweet. But before I talk about
that... Did you
call
her Jones or Jeong?
Jeong.
Jeong, the New York Times editor or whatever.
With all the vicious Twitter tweets, white people are groveling goblins.
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway... before I talk about that, I'd like to talk a little bit about this must-see documentary that is in theaters now. Well, I don't know if it's...
A documentary in theaters?
Yeah.
It's almost unheard of.
It's called Won't You Be My Neighbor, and it's about Fred Rogers and his Mr. Rogers Neighborhood show, which, if I understand correctly, aired from the 1960s to... the 2000s, so really good run. But you know, Fred Rogers, with all the incredible insight and wisdom that he had, he was very much against race or against racism.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell based on on some of the early episodes they had, and you have to wonder if Fred Rogers was alive today, how would he deal with someone like Sarah Jeong, or more specifically, with the seemingly ever-growing trend of racism against white people, but also just racism across the board?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that if it's a minority who is spouting out bigotries, against other races, it's not, if it's against other, if it's against the oppressor, then it's not actually racism according to their definition. It's absolutely,
yeah, I mean,
it's absolutely it's insane. But yeah, Jung doesn't believe that when she calls white people, white men, groveling goblins, she doesn't believe that that's racist. She believes that we are the oppressor and that she is completely in her right to make that statement, and she believes that it's true.
So, but you do ask an interesting question, Parker, is what would Fred Rogers say about this? By the way, I'm looking at the Rotten Tomatoes, 99% fresh, according to Rotten Tomatoes, on this Who Won't You Be My Neighbor documentary.
Yeah, they knocked that out of the park.
So you've seen it?
Oh, yeah. It is an incredible movie.
And you say it's a documentary, so they're taking old scenes. It's him. It's actually him. It's not like some actor playing him.
The wiki says it is actually him.
They definitely show some old interviews that Fred was in. But it's a great movie. But
well, I would like to believe, and I don't know anything about Mr. Rogers, his actual him as a person, but I would like to believe that he would condemn this type of statements coming from a lot of Hollywood types, a lot of California liberals coming out with these statements. I think that he would stand up against. I would like to think that, but who knows? He might.
Oh, he definitely would. It's just a matter of how he would go about it. That's the question.
Yeah, it's interesting. Parker, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Oh, wow. I just thought I'd like to get your take on that.
It sounds like an interesting movie, and I thank you for recommending it to us. And again, it's hard to speculate on what somebody would say since they're no longer with us. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
know,
it.
Right?
So, Fred Rogers there, Won't You Be My Neighbor, according to the summary, A Portrait of a Man Whom We All Think We Know. This emotional and moving film takes us beyond the zip-up cardigans and the land of make-believe and into the heart of a creative genius who inspired generations of children with compassion and limitless imagination. It is apparently in theaters as of early June. So check it out, I guess. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We got time for you on Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you if you dial in right now. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Discord on-air call-in lines over on our Discord server, so jump in there if you like. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Beck, speaking of our Discord, we did mention we might give you an update on Alex Jones, and it's just as I predicted, Jones is coming out on top. I said a couple days ago when all this, you know, when he got knocked out of YouTube, he got knocked out of Facebook, got knocked out of three other platforms all on one day, I said, Jones is getting huge publicity off of this. Yeah. This is going to play directly into his narrative of conspiracy theory, persecution, all of that. And sure enough, according to one of our chatters,
the techies are run by but they are heavily subsidized and controlled by government and regulators and the left, the liberals.
Jones tweeted out today, because he's still on that platform. They haven't cut him off yet, surprisingly.
I thought that was the first platform he allegedly got banned from.
They reneged on that today.
I
think he was dropped for 12 hours or something.
Oh, really? Because it wasn't reported that way on Monday. But anyway...
Wow, somebody would wind up misreporting something because, you know, people want things to be clickbaity?
Yeah, I don't know. I had not heard anything about Twitter dropping him. But anyway, Jones tweeted out, the world responds to this hashtag censorship purge while making the hashtag InfoWars app number one. Or should I say hashtag one?
Yeah, this is Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They did very, very bad things. This is going to blow up in their faces. This is just going to open it up for... People are clamoring for an alternative. I know you're completely off of Facebook. I don't know what you do on the face space.
There's a few groups that I'm active in.
I mean, I don't live on it, but I do enjoy my face space.
Do you?
I do. But I would rather have an alternative because I don't want to support
Shire forums,
Zuckerberg,
Free Talk Live forums, forum.freetalklive.com.
Well, the other one that was out a couple of months ago was MeWe.
Mm.
I know I created.
And then there's that gab.io.
I created an account, but no one's on it, so I mean, it's like, it doesn't really work. But
gab.ai.
I think a lot of people.
It's basically a platform for all kinds of white nationalists and neo-Nazis.
Melanie claims there's lefties on there, too. She claims there's commies on there as well, so like both sides.
And then, of course, you have Mastodon, which is kind of like a Twitch. It's kind of a Twitter thing.
Oh, and long before Mastodon, there was something, and I couldn't remember what the name of it was until just a couple days ago. It was Quitter.no.
Quitter?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I happen to have gone after recalling the website just to see how many people are on this thing. And there's a big giant thing at the top that they're shutting down September 5th because nobody was using their service.
Yeah, I think more and more people are waking up and they're going to want an alternative. Facebook, you stepped in it, man.
The Quitter.no thing, it was something run by GNU Social as a decentralized Twitter alternative.
I see.
That I think is somehow connected to the Mastodon thing that I don't know if that's going to wind up surviving.
Well, Jones, his app is currently the number one trending app on the Google Store, the Google Play Store. It's also the number three free news, so-called news app, on their news category. And so there you go. I mean, Jones is coming out on top here, and that's what you should have expected to happen with all this publicity being directed at him. I guess kudos to him for being such a success. I was scrolling all the way down, you know, continuing down the news category, and I happened to note that Rush Limbaugh was number 39.
He's probably hating it. He's probably in his house right now punching walls.
I know,
he's
man.
Like, can't believe that Alex Jones beat me again.
Times have changed for old Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he may be on hundreds of radio stations, but when it comes to an internet footprint, Alex Jones crushes Rush
Limbaugh. Because Rush Limbaugh puts everything behind a paywall.
That's true. Let's go.
Well, what's his pay thing called?
You can listen to him live
Rush
on the radio.
Rush 24/7.
You can listen to him on the radio. He's on for like 3 hours a day.
Right, but if you want his, let's say you're working and you
want an archive,
you want the archive, you've got to pay.
You want a webcam? Mm-hmm. You want the Limbaugh letter?
Yeah.
My dad used to subscribe
everything
to that.
Everything is behind a paywall.
I remember my granddad. He loved him some Limbaugh. Him and John Wayne.
You remember when Limbaugh was fat and used to have a TV show in the 1990s?
A TV show?
Oh, you don't remember that?
I remember when he was a fat guy.
He used to... Yeah, back when he was fat Limbaugh in the early 90s, he had a television show. It was like
didn't
a syndicated...
it only go like two or three episodes?
No.
Or two or three seasons.
Yeah,
rather.
Seasons maybe. Yeah. But yeah, so he had a syndicated television program.
Remember when Michael Savage had a TV show?
Do not.
That only went for like 2 or 3 months. He was on MSNBC.
Oh, that does ring a bell now.
Yeah, and then he got kicked off. Basically the same reason that Twitter and Apple stores removing Alex Jones stuff. Like he was saying the horrible, racist, hateful things. And people were like, yeah, we're not going to have that.
Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live, being Conan and Daryl.
Yes, you want to pass a new state law that takes away guns with restraining orders. And you know something? As a woman, I'm all for it, you know?
You want to pass a law or someone, one of your kooky legislators down there wants to?
The Democrats want to pass a stricter gun law so that if you got a restraining order, I've heard plenty of women that get shot by their ex-husbands or they're trying to divorce them or trying to get away from them and they come to work and they shot them. So I've heard at least maybe 5 or 6 of these New Mexico women since I've been here that got shot and murdered. And, you know, I don't want somebody that I filed a restraining order to have a gun.
So let me see if I'm following you, because most restraining orders are filed ex parte, meaning the initial party that is being restrained actually was not appearing at the hearing. The ex parte, meaning the hearing happened without their input. Pending the full hearing from both sides, the judge will issue an ex parte order saying, so-and-so, Conan, you are prohibited from having contact with Ms. Sarah in New Mexico. And now Sarah's saying that also is going to include, if she gets her way, a prohibition on you possessing a weapon. Simply on the say-so, on the accusation of another party. Sarah, can't you see how that's going to be abused?
Well, you know what? I just know that plenty of women have gotten shot. And you know what? My father has threatened my mother's life with a gun many
times. Do you know how many women abuse men?
You know what? You know what? My mom could have divorced my dad, but they took away his gun because he was put in a mental hospital and he was diagnosed as bipolar.
Do you know how many women abuse men?
Okay, but you know what? Who does the violent crime? It's the men. Men go out and shoot women. Do you think women go around and harass men and go and shoot them?
Actually, generally, if a woman is going to kill a man, hold on. Sarah is partially right here.
If a woman's going to kill a man, she marries him and then over the next 40 years.
They're more likely to use poison
or
a knife. They're less likely to use a firearm. So she is correct there.
But Sarah, what I'm asking you about is domestic violence. Do you know the rates at which domestic violence is man versus woman as compared to woman-on-man violence? Do you have any idea?
Well, I don't particularly know, but New Mexico women get beat up pretty much. In fact, we make national news.
Let me explain it to you. Since you don't know, let me explain to you. There are ostensibly more incidents of men being abused by women in domestic violence situations. It's just they don't get reported because men are not supposed to report those things. They're embarrassed to report a woman beating them.
Like Daryl said, who does the violent crime? Okay, who does
that? That's not what you called it.
That is not what I said. You said who shoots more often, and I agreed that it's more likely a man would shoot a female spouse, but if a female spouse is going to kill her husband, she's going to use other weapons or use poison.
That's correct. We like the poison because we're women. We like to be sly and slick. And
right,
stuff like
so
that.
Should we wind up banning women from purchasing poison and having background checks?
I think that's a great idea. If I'm going to lose my gun, then she has to be background checked every time she wants to buy
steak knives
and cutlery. or rat poison.
But you understand, Sarah, that this can be turned around against you, right? So if your angry boyfriend...
Oh, not her. She doesn't own a gun.
Well, and she doesn't have dates and doesn't have relationships. But if you were in a relationship with somebody and your boyfriend decided he wanted to get a restraining order against you, you wouldn't be able to defend yourself against him because you'd be banned from having a weapon.
Yeah, except the way that this legislation gets written up, it will only affect men.
Well, that could be probably challenged as unconstitutional.
Yeah, you're presuming that's how it would be written. That's probably how it would be enforced.
That's the way they want it. Yeah, yes, it would be enforced.
That's how they would enforce it.
And that's the way they want to write it.
The reality is women are also abusers in the home against men. They absolutely are. Not all of them, obviously.
Kill you with poison.
And not all men are abusing women either. But people should not have their rights to have guns taken away simply on the accusation of another person. We'll see you tomorrow.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.